Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who humbly born to Mary. Thank you. It's a beautiful song to introduce the sermon for tonight. In his precious name, amen. Let me share with you once again just a couple of verses from the gospel reading. The Christmas story continues. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." So far, the words of our Lord. If I ask you for a common bedtime prayer, my guess is you would probably tell me, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Is that pretty accurate? My two sisters and brother and I said that every night, all growing up time. I still say it occasionally as I think about that. And as I was growing up, those words were just words. We said the Lord's Prayer too. I'm not going to say we prayed it because we said the Lord's Prayer also. Just kind of words. It was, I don't know how many years ago, a number of years ago, that a parent said to me, "You taught that prayer to your children?" We said, "Well, of course. We prayed it as we were growing up and so on. Don't you know what it says?" "Well, sure. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." "Oh, you know, I don't want to scare my children about dying." Well, I remember as I was growing up, I always thought dying was for older people. Dying wasn't for me. It was for somebody else. And so those words were just words, kind of like the Lord's Prayer. Well, there's a number of prayers that can be like that. And there's a prayer that I learned growing up in church as well. Simeon's Prayer. The Song of Simeon. And I remember loving that prayer. I remembered loving singing the Nunc Dimittis. Not because I thought about the words, but because it was at the end of communion. And I knew that it was about time for church to be done. And you know, the church service was always longer with communion. And so, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace." I was ready to go. Any of you relate with that at all? How sad to miss the words. How sad to miss out on what Simeon really was praying. How sad that Simeon's song was his song and really wasn't my song. Tonight, this weekend, as Christmas continues, I pray that Simeon's song can be our song as well. And Simeon's song can be our song as well as we take a look at what Luke tells us about Simeon. Some very important things about Simeon. In fact, three very important things about Simeon. You know, Luke's the historian, and he's the one that does all of the background and hears and studies all kinds of things, but we don't know a whole lot about Simeon, but we know the three very important things. Luke writes, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." Luke continues, "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Third, moved by the Holy Spirit, he went into the temple courts as the parents brought the child Jesus. Luke records for us what's most important. He records for us that the Holy Spirit was in Simeon and that the Holy Spirit gave Simeon those special eyes. Wouldn't it be fascinating to know how many babies were in the temple that day? There had to have been a number of them because of all the sacrifices and so on that had to be done and so on. How did Simeon know? Because the Holy Spirit had opened his eyes. The Holy Spirit had helped him to know. That's why we're here today too. We're here today because the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes. And the Holy Spirit has helped us to know the great blessing of gathering together in spite of the weather. gathering together to hear God's word and to receive the precious gift of Jesus that comes to us in word and sacrament. It's only by the work of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own, and those who try it cannot do it. You remember Martin Luther helps us to know that. Martin Luther helps us as we confess, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me. Did you catch that in the liturgy? It was in tonight's liturgy as we talked about that once again, and what a gracious blessing it is for the children as we talked about it, for you and for me, that the Holy Spirit has revealed it to us. The Apostle Paul will write, no one can say Jesus is Lord, that confession of faith, except by the Holy Spirit. And so, the same for you and for me. The very same thing that as the Holy Spirit came to Simeon, so He comes to us. Now, it talks about the fact that the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he wouldn't die before he saw the Messiah. How was that? Well, interesting, Luke doesn't tell us. So often, there's no big fanfare, no big deal when the Holy Spirit comes. It says the Holy Spirit called Simeon to go to the temple that day. You know, it was the 40th day after Jesus was born. Maybe it wasn't even a Sabbath day. Why was it that Simeon was there that day? Because the Holy Spirit had encouraged him to be there. Don't know how, no big fanfare. Isn't that the same for you and for me? Tomorrow morning we're going to have a baptism of two grade schoolers. And as we watch a baptism, there's not a lot of fanfare there, is there? There's not a lot of things that we can see happen. Common water poured over the head in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We don't see lightning flash or earthquakes happen or anything like this, but the Holy Spirit comes and works. When you come up for the Lord's Supper, there's no flashing lights or anything big fanfare that's there, and yet Jesus Christ is physically present in His Word, in His body and His blood. When you open up your devotions at home, or maybe at work, or as you're listening on your iPad or whatever it is, no big fanfare that's there, but the Holy Spirit's working that gift of faith for you and for me. No big fanfare for Simeon. God comes to us in that same way. Simeon was in the right place at the right time. What if Simeon didn't go to the temple that day? What if Simeon missed out on that, even though he was compelled by the Holy Spirit to come? He would have missed the Messiah. Oh, how I miss times of not having my devotions as I need to, and I miss out on those gifts that are there. Oh, how we miss as Jesus wants to give us the gifts that are there, the right time and the right place. How blessed we are that we don't have to pick the right time to be in the temple for Jesus. He's always with us in His Word, and He is always there for us and with us. How important it is, the public times as we gather, as we are tonight, for worship and for Bible study. We try and watch the life at Holy Cross pretty close. We have proofers, three or four people that proof it, but every once in a while, you know, there's some misprints, bulletin bloopers, we call them. Now, it didn't happen at Holy Cross, but it happened in another church where they had proofed it and had it ready to go, and they went and printed it, and what it said was, worship services at 9 a.m., prayer and silent medication. Yeah, they meant meditation. But you know, that's not so bad. That's not so bad. I hope that you came for medicine tonight. I hope that you came for the medicine for this sin-sick world, for the sin-sick lives that we live. I hope that you came for the medicine of God's Word that heals and strengthens and helps you. The medicine of the forgiveness of sins that God speaks through your pastor. The medicine of God's Word that helps you to grow in your faith. The medicine that the Holy Spirit gives through His Word and sacrament. That's not so bad. We come to church for the medicine that God gives to us. And we're in the right place at the right time as Jesus says, I work through my word and my sacrament. And Simeon, he took Jesus in his arms. I wonder what Mary and Joseph thought. Here's this stranger who comes up and takes Jesus away from them, and then he bursts out into song of praise to God. Simeon took Jesus in his arms. You and I do too. The Word of God. This is Jesus' Word to us. And how precious it is as we can take that in our arms and read it and study it and learn it and know it and share it with others. We come to the Lord's Supper and we take Jesus in our arms, His body and His blood given and shed for you and for me for the forgiveness of sins. We can only do that through the gift of the Holy Spirit. At Christmas time, we give gifts. A lot of times we talk about the greatest gift at Christmas is God the Father giving us His Son Jesus. True. But another gift that we can remember and we can rejoice in is the gift of faith that the Holy Spirit gives to us. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit always working together and giving us the gifts, the gift of faith, so that we might know and receive that gift of Jesus Christ that the Father gives, so that we might know the Father and speak to Him in prayer, so that we might continue to grow in that grace and the gifts that He gives to us. Oh, how significant and important that is as God gives to us those gifts. Because some people, the gifts are available, but they're blind to it. They don't see those gifts because they continually reject the Holy Spirit. And so the Apostle Paul will write, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. That the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened. Do you have neighbors or friends that don't know Jesus Christ? Do you have maybe family members that don't know Jesus Christ? We pray that the eyes of their heart may be enlightened, that they might receive that Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is at once to work in their hearts and lives, that they might be able to see the gift of Jesus, and that they too might be in the right place at the right time to receive that gift, to hold Jesus, and to have Him as their Lord and Savior. You see, as Simeon sings then, as Simeon speaks that wonderful blessing that he has, he talks about, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Depart in peace according to your word. Depart in peace. We hear that. We hear that several times in our worship. At the end of communion, may the true body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith. Depart in peace. And then the benediction. Not the end of the service, but really the beginning of our service out in the world, where the Lord blesses us and places His name upon us and says, depart in peace. Go in peace back out into the world. Go in peace to live during the good times. Be filled with His peace during the good times and the easy times in your life. Be filled with His peace in the hard times of your life. And there are many hard times in our lives. Depart in peace, especially as loved ones are departing this life and moving on to the heavenly life. Depart in peace. What a precious gift. The Holy Spirit works in us and through us because of our Lord and Savior Jesus. As we sing that song with Simeon, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. We go out and, like Simeon, are changed people. Changed people. Can you imagine? Everybody that Simeon must have seen after that, he must have said, I saw Jesus, I held Jesus, the Messiah is here. He must have just been filled with the Holy Spirit and shared that with others. That's what we can do as well. Share that wonderful message. Share that message that our eyes have seen the salvation. Our eyes have seen Jesus. We have held Jesus. Jesus is a part of our lives. We can share that with others. And as they see that enthusiasm, they want to receive it as well. And they can come because Jesus came for a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. That's everybody. Jesus has come for all. In His precious name, amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.